Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast. This is the 12th in the series of Life Notes titled A Contemplative Life. This episode is Contemplative Practices, Part 2. The message from the Bible is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Contemplative practices do not have the same purpose as other things we practice. When we practice a musical instrument, we have a tangible goal to be able to play a song. We are certain that with enough practice, we will have something to show for our efforts, something we can even show off to others. Contemplative practices are different because the work is internal. The only outward show of progress might occur when someone notices we have something in our manner that is spiritual, soothing, or healing. But he or she will probably not be able to verbalize what it is. Spiritual development is subtle and mostly invisible to the outside world. In his book, The Inner Experience, Thomas Merton wrote, "More often than not, the way of contemplation is not even a way, and if one follows it, what he or she finds is nothing." He continues, "One of the strange laws of the contemplative life is that in it you do not sit down and solve problems. You bear with them until they somehow solve themselves, or until life itself solves them for you." In last week's Life Note, I described the contemplative practices of centering prayer and Lectio Divina. I will give an overview for two additional practices here, welcoming prayer and walking meditation. Before I do, as I did last week, I wish to issue first two cautions. While most contemplative practices are relatively simple and can be self-taught, I recommend learning them from a teacher or experienced practitioner. There are nuances to the practices that are easily overlooked or missed in self-teaching, resulting in an ineffective practice. One of the ways contemplative practices aid in spiritual growth is by opening a channel from our subconscious levels of being to our conscious awareness. While this is subtle and slow enough for most of us to process without difficulty, for some people a flood of difficult memories and unresolved experiences may ensue. If this happens, discontinue the practice and seek professional assistance. Welcoming prayer. This is a prayer practice intended to be used whenever one feels stressed or in pain. Once one is familiar with the process, the prayer can be done quickly and just about anywhere. The purpose is to remind us of God's active presence and work with and within us, including in our pain. Here is a condensed version of the process as presented in the booklet Welcoming Prayer, Consent on the Go. 1. Feel and sink into what you are experiencing this moment in your body. 2. Welcome what you are experiencing in the moment in your body as an opportunity to consent to the divine indwelling. 3. Let go by saying the following sentence. I let go of my desire for security, affection, control, and embrace this moment as it is. One can use the welcoming prayer throughout the day as needed or desired. More detailed information is available at www.contemplativeoutreach.org. The second practice is walking meditation. This practice involves walking, but not as exercise or as a means to efficiently travel from place to place. Here is the practice. First, after taking a few deep meditative breaths, move slowly and deliberately, savoring each step. 2. Quiet your mind, focusing on the contact between the bottoms of your feet and the earth. 3. Feel the energy of the earth rising up through your feet, loving you and embracing you. 4. Each step is the destination, so be present. 5. Engage your senses. What do you see, hear, feel, or smell? Walking meditation should be done in a quiet, safe place. Walking barefoot through the grass is a sensual experience for those comfortable in doing so. Practicing meditative walking for an hour or more is sometimes required to effectively quiet the mind and feel God's presence entering one's body through the earth, but shorter time periods can be helpful too. A good resource for this practice is www.walk2connect.com. The justification for committing to regular contemplative practice is well summarized by author Barbara Holmes. She writes, "Contemplative practices beckon earthbound bodies toward an expanded receptivity to holiness. Receptivity is not a cognitive exercise, but rather the involvement of intellect and senses in a spiritual reunion and oneness with God. These are not superficial self-improvement methods to help us avoid the unpleasant parts of our days. Contemplative practices help us get into our days and experience deeply whatever the day brings, pleasant and unpleasant, knowing and acknowledging it all as a gift from God." You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my life notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand, wishing you peace and every good.